Warning. This podcast may contain spoilers from whatever TV show or movie is mentioned. Please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to Viewers Anonymous.
Yo, what's going on? I am Scoots Bronson.
And I am S. Foster.
That's right, and you tune into another episode of the Viewers Anonymous podcast, where we give you our very own reviews and takes of movies and TV straight out of Hollywood. What's up, Brody?
Man, can't call it, man. Just glad to be in the lab, man. I felt like we haven't done one of these episodes in a minute, so.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? See if we still got it.
Nah, we definitely do, man. Man, today we are giving flowers, man. You know what I'm saying? This is an appreciation episode, and we do, you know what I'm saying, our best and everything within our wheelhouse to give acknowledgement to some of the greats that, you know what I'm saying, we grew up watching it. You know, gave us some of the greatest content of our lifetime. So today, I'm sure as everybody has read opening this, or maybe if not, maybe it just popped up on your algorithms. Today we are showing love and giving flowers to the one and only legendary, iconic Will Smith. From West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where he spent most of his days. You know what I'm saying? Legendary, bro. Nah, man. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? You had mentioned this when we did the Coming Soon on the last episode. You were saying how, you know, for the most part, you know, before he was an actor, he was, you know what I'm saying, a rap artist. And not only was, you know what I'm saying, he a rap artist, he is actually the first rap artist to win a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that. Shout out to him and Jazzy Jeff. And that's already, you know what I'm saying, that already kind of put him on a pedestal, even though, you know, a lot of people said that he had kind of, you know, kid raps or whatever, family friendly rapping. That's what a lot of people claimed him to be. You know what I'm saying? Eminem said, you know, he ain't had to cuss in his raps to sell records, even though, Eminem didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He obviously never listened to a Will Smith album, because Will Smith said, "I throw my money up, shit, I might just kill a stripper." You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you getting your facts right before you get to talking crazy. But First and foremost, that's a bar, because that was real. You know what I'm saying? He could really do that with the kind of money he got. And then second, you know, for him to have did the music that he did, you can't really be mad. Because it's not like he was just making music that sound crazy. Like, this nigga was making soundtrack music to his own movie. That's a flex.
I mean, later in his career, yes. Definitely later in his career.
That's a hard-ass flex.
Yeah. But, I mean, early, like I remember... And it was a little later in life. It wasn't like around the time that it came out. It was like a little later, but I remember listening to, you know what I'm saying, Parents Just Don't Understand, which was one of those records where it was just like even now, like, and our kids being the ages that they are, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're starting to look at them, they're starting to get their own personality. They're starting to want to dress the way they want to dress, starting to want to do things that, you know what I'm saying, that they're interested in. And it's like, you know, sometimes I would look at my kids and I would like, look at, you know what I'm saying, the way they be dressing, how they be putting stuff together. And I'd be like, boy, you look a hot mess, but that's how you want to go. That's how you want to go. But then I got to thinking, like, boy, like when I look back at like us, like especially like, because, you know what I'm saying? Even though we got a little age, but we still kind of went through
definitely the same. A part of the same. Did you ever
we used to wear
the N1s?
Oh yeah. Yo, the N1s. Listen, the tall tees, man, we
hey man. Hey bro, listen, I had this thing that because of Iverson, I used to wear like 3X shorts and the super long sock on one leg. Bro.
Hey, we used to crazy. Yo, we used to look so crazy, but I used to go to Foot Action. Yeah. And I would buy, they used to have the tall tees, like they would have like 4 for $20.
Absolutely.
And my parents would look at me like, why the hell you got that long ass t-shirt on? And then that's when I think about parents just don't understand. It's like, it's a true statement. Like, yeah. That was a song that was like, yo, like, they don't understand us. And we thought we was the shit.
We were.
And now, I mean.
Nowadays, I don't understand nothing. These niggas, the pants that they wear are like women's pants. I don't get that.
Hey, it's crazy. But yeah. Now he didn't win a Grammy for that, but he ended up winning for Summertime, which was a good thing to see. I can't remember. I think it was one of the 50 year anniversary things. I can't remember which one it was, but Will Smith had.
Didn't Rakim write that?
Well, Rakim didn't. Did he write it, or he said that he did it with Rakim influence? It was Rakim. Like,
I don't know, but.
But he was backstage. He was backstage with Rakim. He was like, yo, when I did Summertime, he was like, I wanted to sound just like you. So it was like Rakim influence where.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
It sound like Rakim, but that motherfucker's a banger.
Man, Summertime is up. Yo, that shit was supposed to win the Grammy. Classic,
nigga. I don't care what year it is. You turn that motherfucker on, you can start a party.
Yes, that's the ultimate cookout song. It don't matter what city you in, what year it in, all that. So, you know, for him to win a Grammy, man, and then, you know, now he wasn't the first, you know, rapper to transition into, you know what I'm saying, the acting. But at the same time, I would say out of all of them, would we say Will's the biggest?
Absolutely.
Like, because I mean, the only other person that I can think that could come close.
If we just talking about movies, or are we talking about just Hollywood in general?
We're talking Hollywood in general.
Okay,
like,
so
I know
only three other ones.
Because for me, I think the closest, in my opinion, is Queen Latifah.
To Will Smith?
To people forgot she was a rapper, period.
Ice Cube, bro.
I mean, Ice Cube. I see what you're saying. Yes,
or Snoop Dogg.
I don't know if I go Snoop.
Is people that never realize Snoop Dogg rap.
Yeah, those people need to be shot.
No, I'm talking about like not. I'm not saying people our age. I'm saying like just if you think about it, it's people that know Snoop Dogg but don't know him from being a rapper.
I can see that. But that's also a different demographic. That's just like some people will look at Ice-T. Like those people, who are just like SVU fans, like they probably have no idea he made Cop Killer.
To me, it's only three. It's, well, maybe four, because you could use Snoop Dogg, you could use LL Cool J, you could use Ice-T, and you could use Ice Cube. I don't think nobody, well, like you said, Queen Latifah, but I don't think nobody else besides like them
we had some people who were on their way,
like Joey Badass. Like
well, in that instance, yeah, but he still got time, he's still young. Yeah. I was talking about, like, you know, in rest in peace. Actually, today we're recording. Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah, rest in peace to DMX.
He's one of the ones, man. DMX, if he,
I don't know about the acting part.
I'm telling you, man. DMX was on his way. I'm telling you, man. DMX was that guy, man. If he wasn't battling what he was battling with,
right?
I think that he would have been able to. I don't know if he would have got. No, he wouldn't got as big as Will Smith. Will Smith is the biggest. No, I don't think any of them would do that. Now it depends on what you. Are considering
T.I. could probably T.I. or like Ludacris.
This is the thing. I think what ended up messing up T.I. was because
allegations.
Well, not even really that. It was after this, all of the other stuff. I mean, that is affecting him now. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I'm not mistaken, no. He got out. No, he served the time before he did Taker.
You talking about the gun stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, that didn't mean shit. That nigga was just recently in Ant-Man. That's why I said it's like the allegations after that. But no, the gun stuff, that shit old. Nobody care about that.
Yeah, I seriously thought, I felt like something happened after Takers, though. I don't know what it was.
Them allegations. Remember when they were talking about sex trafficking and all that stuff?
Because, what he did in Takers, like, to be around the people he was around and to stand out on screen the way he did, I was like, yo, after being an American gangster.
To be a bad guy like that was amazing.
Yes, but, No, but, I mean,
what he did on Ant-Man, he was good in Ant-Man.
Yes, you know he was good.
That's a tough role for him to play, like the kind of like the a part of the comic relief. That's a very tough role, especially in a movie like that where he not you don't usually see him with those type of characters. That's he held that down.
Yeah, he definitely did, but. But I was about to say DMX. But Will Smith is definitely like the biggest box star. Like, cause he went on a run where it was like something like 10 straight movies.
Yeah, he was top of the class for sure, bro.
Yes, and I think that because of and like you mentioned, you know, the songs that was like on soundtracks and shit, like you know, Wild Wild West and Men in Black and all that type stuff. I think people kind of looked at him like, oh man, you a commercial pop type of rapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think that they understood, like, for number one, like those things ended up, you know, nominated for Grammys and things like that. But his commercial success, it only made sense.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Like, but he never been like a hardcore rapper. I mean, listen to Summertime. He ain't. You know what I mean? He ain't talking about no hardcore shit. Parents just don't understand. He ain't talking about no hardcore shit. So it's like, what else did you really expect to come out of Will Smith's mouth at that point of his career? So I don't understand like the negative stuff that he would get when he did that type stuff. I mean, even Get Jiggy With It, even though I never liked that song. Mm-hmm. But that you play that shit, especially during that time, everybody loved it. Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying? The mainstream loved that record.
Man. This is the thing, in that time in the 90s, it didn't matter who you were. You could have been Willie Nelson. If you rapped, you rapped. And if you was doing all that kiddie rap, then they was going to question you about why are you rapping like this still? That's all it was. I mean, I don't necessarily think like people really had beef with him. Well, they probably did because he was making some money. So I'm sure they did, but I think it was just the fact that they do the same thing to Drake. Look at Drake's success. You know what I'm saying? And what's the first thing everybody say? I mean, damn, when is he gonna rap? So I mean, that's just how it is, bro. We want to hear you rap. We know you can rap. We've been hearing you rap this whole time. Just get out there and rap. And shout out to Drake, by the way, because Drake is the total opposite of Will Smith, but you know what I'm saying? He is pretty much the Will Smith of this generation.
He went into TV and film,
and both are very, very, very successful at both.
This is very true. Great point. But man, like Will, though, you know, to start out there and then to get the, you know what I'm saying, get the TV show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? Mm-hmm. One of those shows that highly syndicated. I mean, it's just, I mean, to the point where they done redid the shit. I haven't watched any of those, the new episodes or the new ones. But for him to, you know, to get a show, to be a lead of the show and to really, in a way, hip hop the show in a way. You know what I'm saying? Just by the way that he dressed, you know what I'm saying? Wearing the J's that he would wear, just being like the way that he portrayed himself in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, I always felt like it was kind of like a version of himself. Like, I don't think it was like more of like I don't think he was necessarily like quote unquote acting, if I'm making any sense. I think he was more of himself and his own personality. Mm-hmm. And the one thing about that show, and you know, they're not even rumors, it came out to have been true that he had issues with the first Aunt Viv, to where they had to end up recasting Aunt Viv to someone else. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was saying that, you know, he was a little unprofessional, he would come up late and all this type of stuff like that. But she was a person who was, you know, she came from theater and shit. So she was like the true professional. And she's looking at this dude like, man, look, man, you're a rapper, you showing up when you want, all this type of stuff like that. And I remember they end up, I can't remember what year it was, they end up, you know, meeting up and making up and yeah, all this type of stuff.
They shouted on the reunion too, didn't they?
I think that's what I'm thinking about. I think it was the reunion that I'm thinking about. Right. And but I do think that show, for what it was, because I mean at that time, we had you're better at this than I am. We had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, we had Martin mm-hmm. on it this time, Cosby Show was on it this time, Living Color was on it this time. Like it was. He was in the middle of that emergence of black television and black Hollywood.
You had New York Undercover on?
Yep.
Boy Meets World. UPN was popping. Like, it was
the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was a whole bunch of shit going on around this time. This was before, yeah. UPN was before
the WB.
WB and the CW.
Yeah, and this was Fox, right? This was originally the Fox show, wasn't it?
No, this was NBC.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was a part of that NBC block that had, like, I think it was Fresh Prince, Boy Meets World, or maybe, wait a minute, because I think Boy Meets World might have been ABC. Because NBC might have had, so Boy Meets World is ABC. NBC, I think, had, what's the one with Tim Allen?
Home Improvement. Yeah, that was Home Improvement. I'm trying to see. I don't know why I was thinking.
No, that was ABC too. Goddamn.
So Fresh Prince was ABC?
No. Home Improvement was ABC, but I believe. Oh, okay. Hold on, I'm double checking right now, but I want to say Fresh Prince was NBC. Yeah, Fresh Prince was NBC.
Okay.
So you had Fresh Prince, right? You had A Different World. You had Family Matters, which is on ABC. NBC had A Different World, and it had the Cosby Show too. And this is from 90 to 96. So these are all the shows that's going on. A Different World, you got Family Matters, you got Martin, you got Living Single. You also have and Living Color. You got New York Undercover. Like I said, you got the Wayans Bros popping up, you know what I'm saying? Because that's when the UPN network was doing their thing. And all of them shows is on there. You still got Should I think that might, as far as the big ones, that might be it?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part. Yeah. I think we hit the big stuff. So, you know, he's really, you know what I'm saying, popping off at this point. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, this show ended in 96, which you had to kind of know it was coming for the simple fact of his first blockbuster movie hit in 1995 with the iconic character that we all know is Mike Lowrey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he hit that up with Martin Lawrence, which the thing is, Martin had his whole thing going. You know what I'm saying? His show started in 92. So Martin is blowing up, and from let me get this right. Now I think it was Martin who was the one that was fighting for Will, yeah. Right?
Martin was a bigger star.
Yeah, so Martin was kind of, he got hit with Bad Boys first. Well, it actually was written for, I can't remember who the two white guys were. It was actually written for these other guys. And Jerry Bruckheimer and Doug Simpson wanted to go another way, kind of wanted to comedian it up, you know, so make it funny. So they got added Martin Lawrence. And then I guess the way the story goes, I'm paraphrasing, like he was like, yo, like I would like to, you know, get Will Smith. And they was like, well, Will Smith ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got the one little show, but, and he was like, nah, like y'all either take me with Will Smith or I don't do it at all, which ended up being a power move and a very smart move for Martin to pull. And for Bad Boys to hit the way that it hit, man, I'm telling you, like, it's still going. Like, I mean, it's a new movie coming out, you know what I'm saying, in like 2 months. But you know what I'm saying? So
I think it was going to hit with them two regardless, only because we didn't have that at the time, right? Like, usually when you would have the buddy cop film or the action buddy cop film, it was white guy, black guy, or older black guy, or older white guy, young black guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always some odd-ass parent. This time, it wasn't no odd parent. It was two young black dudes that was on the force. You know what I'm saying? And they could pretty much do whatever it was that they was going to do. We didn't have that at the time, right? Well, now, we've seen two white guys do a buddy cop film. We've seen that plenty of times. But then it also changes, too, because now you have two guys who can do comedy be in that role, too. So there is no straight man in this as well. So that's what makes it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what kind of throws it off a little bit. But I think that was going to hit regardless because, I mean, you can't really lose. You got Martin Lawrence, who was at the peak of his game at the time, right? He had multiple specials on HBO. He was hosting Def Comedy Jam. He was hosting Def Comedy Jam. He had a hit TV show. I mean, like, he was killing it. He was in a couple movies. Like, he was really doing his thing at the time. So, like, this was just literally, like, the next level of, you know what I'm saying, stardom for him. And then with Will, he had the TV show, you know what I'm saying? His TV show was doing crazy numbers. I think his TV show was like the highest rated. It was rivaling like the Boy Meets Worlds and all those others. They was putting his shows up against the ABC block. And if you know anything about the ABC block, the ABC block was the like the go-to. It was what was that shit called? It's Must See. Oh my goodness. It wasn't must-see TV. It was something TV for Thursday or something like that. I forgot what it was. I'm sorry. Forgive me, y'all. But ABC had a specific day. And whatever it was, the slogan was like must-see Thursday or must-see TV something where like they hit you back to back over the head with like Boy Meets World, Home Improvement. They had another show after that. It was like it was just a bunch of fucking shows that they was just throwing in that block. And it was like that shit, the ratings was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, it almost came to me. Is it Friday? I gotta Google it. It'll pop up. But they, when I tell you about this time, the only reason I know is because I used to be over at my cousin's house, and he would be like, the ones that he couldn't see, he recorded them on a VHS, and then he would watch them the next day. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't want to, or like if he wanted to catch a game or whatever, he would be recording them while he watching the game, so he can go back and, you know what I'm saying, like stay up to date on it. But yeah, like that ABC block was tough. I'm talking about tough. And they was killing the game.
Yes, man. So he has his first blockbuster, you know what I'm saying, at the box office. Then he comes, which is crazy because, and I remember us talking about it when we did the podcast on this, when we did Independence Day, we was like, yo, like Will's running time was only something like 15 minutes or something like that. Something crazy, like 15, 20 minutes. And the impact that this dude had. Oh, you found it?
Yeah, it was TGIF. That's what it was. It was on
Friday. Oh,
It was the TGIF thing. So it was like when TGIF hit, I'm telling you, they threw everything in the kitchen sink on TV, bro, just to get them ratings up. But Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was really giving them the business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, so Independence Day come out, which even though, you know, he wasn't the main star, but he was. He really just completely took over the film. You know what I'm saying? With the running time that he had, so that ended up being another blockbuster hit that he ended up getting. The next thing you know, he takes a shot in the dark with Men in Black, with Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That shit slaps in the box office.
But that's the classic. That's the classic buddy cop shit. That's why it worked.
Yeah, and people don't get it. And this is another person. And we talked about this off camera before, like,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee Jones is one of those guys, man. People do not give that man credit.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He is, like, you know what I'm saying?
He's a dog. One movie where he was the what was that? I think it was it him and Queen Latifah, Bring It Down the House or something like that?
No, that was Steve. That was Steve Martin.
Steve Martin with the cheerleaders.
And Bringing the House Down, that was Bringing the House Down was Queen Latifah and Steve Martin.
It might not be Queen Latifah, but what's the one with Tommy Lee Jones and the cheerleaders from Texas? They went to the University of Texas. That shit was funny. I forgot what it's called, but that shit was a great movie.
I might have missed that one.
Yeah, you got to. If you get it, I'm gonna look it up and post it. But when you get a chance, check that out. That shit was funny. But no, yeah, him doing a movie with Tommy Lee to me is like, once again, like I said, it's just that formula. It's that odd couple thing that you don't expect them to make a great pairing. So when it works, it's going to work like nobody's business. Now, if it fails, it's definitely it's either going to be up there or it's going to be down there. Ain't no gray area. And it just so happened to be up there. It was just perfection. And then you throw in Rosario Dawson. Like, you can't really lose.
And then you got to throw in Man in Black. Now I know. Now you got to think. Like, this came out in 97.
Mm-hmm.
So when this video came out. No, it was 97.
It was 97?
Yeah. Independence Day was 96.
96, okay.
So am I the only one that used to try to do, you know what I'm saying, the Man in Black dance when that video used to come on? Was that just me? Okay, that was just me. Yeah. That shit was hard. I'm sorry. The 97, that shit was hard. I just tried to do the Man in Black dance.
I don't know what dance you're talking about, to be honest with you.
Go back and look up the video.
For Man in Black?
That was the part where he was dancing with the aliens and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, that shit was hard. So then, like, it's a lot of music videos. But then, you know what I'm saying, one of the movies that me and you talked about, and, you know what I'm saying, we did Enemy of the State on here, which came out in 98.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, he paired up with Gene Hackman in that one. So mm-hmm. he links up with another older person that started back in the 70s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Enemy of the State was, I feel like it was just a little bit before its time. Like, it came out just a little too early. Like, I think, like, if Enemy of the State would have came out more like 2008 instead of 98, it seemed like it would have slapped a little bit more. But, I mean, I liked it. I don't remember the rating that I gave it, but I do remember, like, you know, Enemy of the State being, like, a really good movie. Then it kind of, even though he was a straight man, a lawyer, well, with all the running around and shit that he had to do, it kind of tinkered a little bit into the action feel. But, like, not all the way. But it seemed like Will kind of wanted to go semi in that direction. But this is where the turn happened. Because all of those movies that I mentioned earlier, all was slaps in the box office. Mm-hmm. And this is that hypothetical that I was telling you about before we started.
Okay.
So Will Smith had two opportunities in 19. Well, I'm guessing in 98, because they probably filmed the stuff in 98. But he had two opportunities, two choices. Mm-hmm. And he picked one. And You Let Me Know was, I feel like I got a feeling of what you're going to say. But do you know the movie that he turned down and did Wild Wild West instead? Do you remember what that movie was?
What year is this again?
99. Mm. So he turned it down probably in the 97, 98.
Maybe you would. Any Given Sunday?
Nope.
What movie?
Will Smith turned down the role of The Matrix to do Wild Wild West instead.
Good. I'm not mad at that. I understand. I know people probably like, what do you mean? No, I'm not mad at that.
And in the sense of Keanu Reeves blowing that role out of the water, or
I'm not even that, because Keanu Reeves is a horrible actor. he didn't blow the role out the water. I'm saying, like, but his martial arts background, though, like, that's what made his character so, you know, like, what it was. The actual fight scenes were worth it. Like, imagine Will Smith in them fight scenes. No.
And see, I say that because, so Wild Wild West was his first fail in the box office. Was the first movie that he, you know, led, and it didn't, and it do well. The Matrix ended up becoming what it became.
Right.
But the thing is, it's really kind of hard now to look back, even like when we did the recasting thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to really envision Will Smith as Neo.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So do you think?
First off, he's too big to be fighting. Like, they're not gonna be martial arts fights. They're just gonna be regular street fights. Nah, we seen what he did in Hancock. No thanks.
Oh man, this guy killing that movie, man.
I'm cool, bro. I hate that movie. But nah, I'm cool. Like, nah, I'm glad he did Wild Wild West. To me, I think Wild Wild West is one of his best movies.
That's interesting.
And I feel like he had a lot of input in that movie too.
I think that's probably the reason why he ended up taking that over The Matrix. Because
I'm mad at him. But I think the Wild West was, then hold on real quick. You also gotta remember what that came with too, right? Like, do you remember all the promotion and stuff that was going on around Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
Burger King started the Rodeo Burger because of that. Do you remember that?
I do remember Rodeo Burger. And like I said, he had the song of Wild Wild West.
That's what I'm saying. He had the song with Cisco, right? Then they had a cameo with Kumo D. Burger King had started the Rodeo Burger because of this. Then they had hella promotion all throughout this film that The Matrix didn't have. The Matrix didn't have no promotion for real until like the second movie. So yeah, he picked the right one. And I'm sure they gave him a bag too.
I mean, he definitely got a bag. I just think that the return that the studio was looking for, they didn't get it because they ended up putting up a lot of money for Wild Wild West.
What's his name? Calvin Klein?
Calvin Klein?
Yeah, I blame him.
Because, I mean, you had Salma Hayek in that movie.
Yeah, Will Smith, Salma Hayek, and a nigga named Calvin Klein. Who was putting on disguises and shit the whole time. And the screen time, he had too much screen time.
Oh, man.
If they would have found somebody else to replace him, that shit would have did way, way better.
I don't blame
Will Smith for that, though. Will Smith did an amazing job in Wild Wild West.
Okay. So, I've seen this movie, but I never was like I might have seen it once or twice, but The Legend of Bagger Vance. Were you a big fan of that? I wasn't like a real big fan of that.
I hate this movie, and not because it's a bad movie. I hate this movie because my brother used to watch this shit all the time when we used to go over his house, because he's like a real big golf enthusiast, and like he plays golf and shit all the time. So like he would be watching this as if like this was a great movie, and I'm like, bro, change this shit now. I'm going home. I don't want to see. I don't want to see bullshit ass movie. So no, I'm not a fan of The Legend of Bagger Vance. But not like I said, not because it's a bad movie. Because of I've pretty much been cursed to watch that motherfucker.
Probably. Then he comes with a banger, and when it comes to biopics, and I remember us talking about this before. You know, him playing Muhammad Ali. I just can't envision anybody else playing that role, man. This is one of the Jamie Foxx and Ray, you know, the man, Angela Bassett, Tina Turner. Like, this was one of those ones. Like, Ali, I think, should I say this? I think that was his best performance in the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
I really
became like how Jamie became Ray. He became Muhammad Ali for sure.
Yeah, I think he put on a flat out clinic in that, and then to be able to, you know, bulk up, do the boxing scenes, but also change the voice, the mannerisms. He was also fortunate enough to have him on set with him, so he was able to, you know what I'm saying, be able to be coached and learn a lot about Muhammad Ali while he was with him and all that type of stuff. So that's always a help as well. But I don't think that this movie really slapped in a box office like that, but I think it ended up I don't remember if it did. Hold on. Let's see if it did. I don't remember if it did or not. So it did. So the budget was $107 million. And let me see. The opening week, it did 14.7. What I meant. So it didn't. Yeah. For the money that they put it, even worldwide gross, it still didn't catch it. It's only at 87.8. And like I said,
it felt like it did so much more than that, though.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think that this one of those movies that ended up being portrayed as one of those classics after the fact. I think that when it came out,
that's why he won Best Actor for leading role. John Voight won for supporting role, and then they had nominee for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. That's it as far as the Oscars go, but they had 27 nominations and 2 wins, nominated for 2 Oscars. So I think that's what it was. They killed in the award season.
Okay, and you want to know the crazy part? Will Smith actually turned the role down.
What, for Ali?
Yes, and then he ended up getting a call from Muhammad Ali asking, could he play the role? Mm-hmm. And he was like, he was the only one that was good enough to play the role. So it actually took, you know what I'm saying, Muhammad Ali and the Ali family to reach out to Will and be like, yo, like, I would like for you to, you know what I'm saying, to play this role. So, man, can you imagine if Will Smith did not do it? Yo, I can't even think of any other actors at that age group to play Muhammad Ali. I can't think of anybody. Because, I mean, I couldn't see Denzel doing it because first of all, they would have been the second light-skinned person he'd have played. Then he already, you know, he did the Hurricane joint. Mm-hmm. Dang, if you think about it, I think Hurricane might have came right around the same year. At least around it, at least.
What, Hurricane?
Yeah. It was at least around the early 2000s.
No, you actually might be right. That motherfucker might have came out the same year.
So, but even then, like, you know, I just don't see nobody else on that role, man. Cause he killed that shit. I'm glad that he ended up reconsidering it and actually doing the role. Mm-hmm. So then, I mean, you know, you got Man in Black 2, you know what I'm saying? That comes out. But then you have, you know what I'm saying, Detective Mike Lowry coming back for the Bad Boys 2. And, you know, we did an episode on, that was a double feature. We did 1 and 2 on the same episode. So, really no need to get really like deep into that. But then he come out with an interesting movie that I've always liked. But I feel like publicly it wasn't like a hit like that. But he did I, Robot in 2004.
I thought you were talking about Shark Tale. I was about to say that movie was awesome.
Nah.
No, I'm dead ass. Shark Tale was a fire ass movie.
No, I didn't see Shark Tale. Didn't see Shark Tale, but no, I'm talking about iRobot. I fucked with iRobot.
Yeah,
I thought iRobot was really good, and I think it's like one of those futuristic movies where, you know, really came around the right time if you think about it, because you know we get in like now. I mean, like, To think about iRobot and to think about like where we're going as a society, it seems like this shit isn't like so fucking far-fetched now. Like, you got all of these companies that are they're not necessarily robots. They just got machines doing shit that humans used to do.
iRobot was cool, but the sleeper is Minority Report. That's the one.
Because
that was Tom Cruise. Yeah, but because that was his competition at the time with Tom Cruise. And, you know, if Tom Cruise ain't have a goddamn, what's that shit called, Mission Impossible, he couldn't fuck with Will Smith. Except for when he made Eyes Wide Shut. That was bold.
It depends on who you're talking to, because in some people's eyes, I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say it's the same movie, but in some people's eyes, when you talk about Days of Thunder and Top Gun and all that type shit.
Hey man, that shit is, when did that shit come out?
Came out in the late 80s, early 90s.
What I'm saying, ain't nobody talking about that old ass shit. We talking about when Will Smith and Tom Cruise was neck and neck in the box office, you know what I'm saying, brawl or whatever y'all want to nickname it or whatever. When it was time to get them roles and everything, his only competition really was like guys like Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a Brad Pitt, but he ain't really have too many box office hits. Like, Tom Cruise was box office as far as like, if Mission Impossible came out, that motherfucker's gonna do numbers. If Will Smith put a movie out, that motherfucker's gonna do numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But like I said, me, him putting out a movie like Minority Report or a movie like Eyes Wide Shut is really bold for Tom Cruise, especially knowing like what he does in the in that space. And so I feel like him, you know, Will Smith doing an iRobot or, you know what I'm saying, doing The Hitch is the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being making very bold moves, which shout out to him for making Hitch, because that was an amazing movie, by the way, too. He don't got too many bad movies on his resume. I'm just be honest with y'all. He's Mr. Box Office for real.
But I do think some of the movies were like The Pursuit of Happiness. I would say performance wise, like I said, performance. Mm-hmm. I think that's his second best performance. Was in Pursuit of Happiness.
I agree.
That shit, and to be able to be alongside your son, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. the story of Chris Gardner, like I've never heard of Chris Gardner, and to know that we had this very intelligent guy who was just out here homeless, raising a child. You know what I'm saying? And just trying to get on. It was one. He had this one opportunity. Now you can say, "Yo, man, why you ain't try to, you know what I'm saying, get a job at Burger King real quick, just to, you know what I mean?" Like, but I think that he was really like, "Yo, I'm hit or miss." Don't do that, man. Man, come on.
He had no fucking address, bro. Goddamn.
He did the internship.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, nigga, you know, you got to fill out paperwork for a fucking job at Burger King, bro. They send you shit. So, like, where is he going to get that shit sent to?
Well, I mean, he was selling those
bone density machines.
Yeah, bone density machines. Yeah. But that movie, you know, Pursuit of Happiness, man. I mean, yeah,
it was cool, man, but I ain't gonna lie. Just me. Might be a little bit overhyped. I think what sold it was when he was in the bathroom. The bathroom scene sold it.
Oh, man.
And then at the end where he got the job and, you know what I'm saying, he started clapping his hands. Them two scenes right there.
Teardroppers.
Man, what I'm talking about. Hey, bro, I ain't never cheered so hard for a movie in my life, bro. I'm like, thank goodness this nigga. This guy. Damn, he was going through it. Nigga, wife left him and shit. I ain't never seen the deadbeat mom on film. Like, that shit was just crazy, bro. But yeah, that movie was wild, man.
It really was. And the thing that it was a true story. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that nigga was in the bathroom crying, holding the door because somebody got to pee. But, you know what I'm saying? He lay there for that moment. It's crazy. And then his son.
And then had to lie to his son and try to say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to get him to go to sleep. Like, bro, like, man, I'm telling you, but the one of the things is hardest to do is to really, like, disappoint your kid and feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you ain't.
Bro. If you never felt like a piece of shit, tell your kid you're going to do something and you can't do it. Not that you won't do it, but you can't do it, bro. I'm telling you. You feel like the whole world crashing down around you, bro.
Hey, but I've been there, but man. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, after my divorce and shit, and, like, the shit that I was going through at that time, and I was just like, you know, looking at them like I was thinking like I'm the biggest fucking failure in the world. I'm like, man, like I got
damn.
I'm like, man. I'm telling you, man, like y'all don't know what it's like. Like I had, you know what I'm saying, got some change, got my own apartment, my first apartment, like by myself, you know, when I went with my ex-wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like all I had was my clothes and, you know what I'm saying, I had got all my plaques and all that type of shit. And a kitchen table and an air mattress. That's all I had. I ain't have no TVs. I had no couches. I ain't have no beds. I ain't have nothing.
Look at
and it's kid. Like, and I well appreciate that, but like, you know what I'm saying. But the look at your kids. You know what I'm saying. And you in this 2-bedroom apartment. You know what I'm saying, with no furniture and no TVs. Like, you feel like a fucking failure, boy. So it's like, mm-hmm. like that movie. Now, even though that happened after this, it's just like that's what really kind of like came to mind was, yeah, you know what I'm saying, the pursuit of happiness of like, yeah, like damn. Now, I mean, I wasn't homeless now, but and I mean, and I had a place, like I was staying at my dad's and I could have stayed there, but I was like, man, I want my own space. And I was like, I figured this shit out. Mm. But yeah, definitely a teardropper. And come back the next year with I Am Legend.
Yeah, great, great movie.
A lot of people, I mean, look, it's great. It's a great movie, but a lot of people, you know, have very high regard of I Am Legend.
Because this is the thing. It's a skill to have to really do something by yourself, right? You know, mm-hmm. So I always give you kudos about podding by yourself. When you have to act by yourself, that's where you can actually see somebody's real skill in acting. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always salute Ryan Reynolds, because he literally had to sit in a fucking casket box and make a movie. You know what I'm saying? That's not an easy thing to do. That's not, you know what I'm saying? When he did the buried movie, that's not an easy thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So for somebody to literally go through with that and try, you know, give a chance at it, like, you got to salute that. So yeah, for him to do this and he working with like CGI and everything, and like he only had like maybe what, a couple scenes with actual people, it's crazy.
Yeah. It definitely is, man. But we just gonna skip over Hancock, man. Absolutely. You know, 7 pounds. 7 pounds. That's a wild ass concept for a movie, though. Wild ass concept for a movie.
Talk to me then.
Like, just the fact of, you know, him wanting to self-terminate. You know what I'm saying? Because of what he was dealing with. But he didn't want his organs to just go to just anybody. So he actually went around and met the people that he wanted his organs to go to. So, like, it was just, you know, what's my man name? Woody Harrelson. He had an eye thing. He, you know what I'm saying? He ended up meeting him.
We can fast forward this. So
well, he had your girl. Your girl got the heart.
Who?
Now you just said her name earlier. Rosanna Dawson.
We can fast forward all that, because the truth of the matter is, if he's an organ donor, it really don't matter what the fuck he's talking about. In real life, that shit don't even happen. First and foremost, you want to do this. Right, this is the thing that you're trying to do. You're trying to unalive yourself, right?
Yeah, because he, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was a car accident. If I'm not mistaken, he killed somebody. I can't remember if he was drunk or something like that, but it was something like that.
Don't matter. It's all good. So you're trying to unalive yourself. So instead of realizing the good you're doing by going around and talking to these people and figuring out who needs organs, you know what I'm saying? You decide to do that and then still go through with it?
Well, this is the thing. So when it comes to your girl, Dawson, like, he met her and like kind of like fell in love with her. And was kind of changing his mind, but her heart condition got worse.
So then he was like, oh, well, yeah. I love that. Yeah, that's stupid. No disrespect to anybody out there who likes that movie, but that's dumb as fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't. That's why I said certain movies just don't make sense. Here I am trying to take myself out the game, but I'm gonna go around, check on all these people, figure out what they need, and I'm gonna go through with it. But I maybe not, because I'm in love. No, motherfucker, are you gonna do this or not, bro? We don't got time for all that.
Well, the people didn't know.
I'm not. I know they didn't know. I'm talking about him. Yeah. He knew.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Michael, hey, listen. I'm about to be out of here. You know what I'm saying? What you need? Let me write you down. Let me put you in this will and testament. I got you.
Yeah. I mean, it's not how it went, but
I mean,
but he come back with Man in Black 3. That, but you know what? It's crazy though. This motherfucker got, so he got Bad Boys under his belt, Man in Black under his belt.
That's it.
Is that? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So he got two. So then he came with his, if I'm not mistaken, his directorial debut with his son After Earth, and
skip
you know,
that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it flopped. But I mean, you know, he had a small part in Anchorman 2, but then we hit the Focus. Focus is one of his, in my opinion, one of his.
Tail, bro.
Man, I ain't watched that shit.
Hey man, let's be honest, bro. He had a down season, baby. He had a down season, and it all stemmed from Hitchcock. From Hancock. Being honest with you, ever since that nigga made Hancock, he put out 7 pounds. People fuck with that movie, but I don't think that movie did too well. Man in Black 3, that was really his only banger, because I mean, truthfully, Josh Brolin carried that movie. You know what I'm saying? After Earth, horrible. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what the fuck his tail is. And then he said, "I got to take this. I got to take this and remix it, and get." And get back to what I usually know. And then he did a movie with another white woman. He did it the right way this time. Yeah. I'm just saying, bro. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Hey, well, you stupid as fuck. He's in another little white woman.
Remember the rumors around that movie?
Man, come on, man. He was fucking Margot Robbie, man. Let's stop playing.
And remember what was going on before this movie happened. The entanglement. And that nigga said, "Oh, I got something for your ass. I'm gonna go fuck with Harley Quinn real quick. We gonna fix this goddamn situation." All that shit stemmed from Hancock. No bullshit.
Oh man. So Focus, I fuck with Focus though. We gonna have to do Focus on Pod one time.
Yeah, because I've never seen it. I heard it was amazing though.
It's really good. Then you know what I'm saying, he got concussion. You know what I'm saying? That's when the NFL was on fire and all that type shit.
Hey man, can we be honest about this movie too?
I've only watched it once.
Okay. I feel like this movie, okay, conspiracy theory time. I feel like this movie was made to shut that doctor up.
I believe it. NFL is powerful.
I feel like they got some motherfuckers together. They was like, "Hey, we're going to have Will Smith play you, okay, and we're going to get your message out there. And after that, you ain't heard nothing else about this nigga."
Yeah, I haven't heard this doctor. Like, after this movie came out.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like the
NFL was like, "I know how to shut this motherfucker up. Let's get Will Smith to play him. Nobody's gonna complain about that."
And the only thing people complained about was the accent.
And the movie.
That's yeah. That was it.
That's what I'm saying.
That was it.
But we can skip discussion because that shit was ass.
Yeah, but so this is the thing. Mm-hmm. This is another one of those Matrix situations. So he turned down because it was going to be filming at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he felt that the way, I'm paraphrasing here, that the way Hollywood was going and all this type of stuff, that he felt that this movie would have been a bigger and better choice.
Mm-hmm.
He chooses Suicide Squad over the new Independence Day that had came out. The one where
I wish I had a bell sound or something. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, smart move. What
yeah. Yeah, he was supposed to have been in that newer Independence Day movie. He was supposed to be back, and like so the movie just basically said that he had died. I forgot how they said he died or whatever. Okay. And the dude,
that shit came out 20 some odd years later. Nobody gave a fuck about Independence Day anymore. The fact that they even threw that out there was stupid. Because this is the thing, right? This is why I say, man, this is what's pissing me off about Hollywood is the fact that there's no creativity anymore. Where's the shit that like niggas is making up? There's none of that no more. You went and got a 20-year-old movie at the time and was like, yo, let's remake this. Maybe we can get Will Smith back in here. And it's another nigga over there like, man, fuck them aliens. We got a comic book movie that'll do something crazy. And he like, shit, that's what we just seen what the Avengers did. Yeah, I'm on that one. What are we talking about?
Yo, and it's funny that him and Margot Robbie play in another movie. And they had Kim. They was in Suicide Squad together after Focus.
After Focus, okay.
And even that chemistry in that movie was kind of, you know what I mean? I felt there was a little flirtation going on between Deadshot and Harley Quinn a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, man. You know how I feel about that shit. He ruined his fucking career, bro. To be honest with you, man. He ain't had a banger ever since Hancock. I'm sorry.
If we say a banger, probably. But like I said, Focus is not bad. 7 Pounds is not bad. Bright was supposed to be something. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. Netflix movie.
Nope. That was because of what's the name though?
Because it was Netflix?
Yeah. It was streaming only.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I never got into this lane, Aladdin. But then Gemini Man comes. You know what I'm saying? Where he plays really kind of one part, even though the younger version of him was CGI'd or whatever, all that type shit. I honestly thought Gemini Man was straight. I don't think it was as bad as some people tried to make it out to be. But then, you know, he comes with, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, Bad Boys for Life, which you didn't really like it. I thought it was pretty good. Then he ended up getting the Oscar for Best Actor in King Richard. And
what'd he go out on?
What you mean?
What's the movie he went out on?
What, Emancipation?
Yeah. Shit got bad. Shit got real bad.
Even his accent in that, he sounds like the damn doctor.
Man, fuck that accent. Man. I'm talking about the way that this nigga is falling off in these movies, man. Black people only do slave movies when they get desperate. Plain and simple. Especially if you choose to do it.
Well, I mean, he came off of King Richard of winning a damn Oscar.
And he thought a slave movie was going to be. That'll get you nominated. But winning? Nigga, you got to be shucking and jiving in that motherfucker to get you an Oscar for a slave movie.
Oh man.
Nigga, he should have did if he wanted to win an Oscar for a slave movie or at least something like that, he should have just did the Step and Fetch It biography.
Yo, you wild.
Come on, man. That's ain't the movie supposed to be about a rebellious slave?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you think?
That's
You see what they did to Nate Parker, nigga? The fuck are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. This nigga has been listen, between Hancock and between the entanglement, this nigga has been fucked up ever since, man. He's just been making bad decisions.
Man. Yo.
Oh my goodness. What made that nigga think that was like the move though? And then he put it out on what was that? On Hulu?
Apple.
It was on Apple.
Yeah.
Man, Apple. I know, look, I fuck with y'all. I love iPods and iPhones and all that shit. Stop letting niggas do that, man. Don't let nobody else come over there and make no fucking slave movie. I don't give a fuck what kind of slave movie it is. We done with that shit, bro. We don't want to see no more slave. This actually go out to Hollywood. We tired of slave movies.
Dude, man, you got man.
Listen, if it ain't no fucking horror movie where the slaves just say fuck it and just kill everybody on the plantation, I don't want to see that shit, bro. Sorry. I'm tired man, of that shit, man.
Apple got Manhunt. Now, it's Lincoln, so it just finished slave, but you still got some funny shit going on with black folks in there.
See what I'm saying?
And now they got that, man. They got that fucking Ben Franklin shit coming out. Supposed to come out this Friday. With fucking Michael Douglas. Yeah.
Why are they making a movie about what the fuck is going on at Apple? They keep making all these old ass biopics.
I have no idea.
Ben Franklin, John Wilkes Booth, Napoleon, and all these man, fuck these niggas, man. Fuck about them. Fuck Napoleon.
I'm with you on that one.
Nobody care about these niggas, bro. Listen. Fuck Napoleon, fuck John Wilkes Booth, Benjamin Franklin, all them niggas, man. All them niggas know is if it ain't 19, I'm gonna get an 80s a pass, but if 80s and beyond, fuck them niggas, man. We don't care about none of them. Quit making slave movies. We sick of that shit, bro. Don't try to sneak in no Jim Crow movie neither. We don't want to see that shit neither. We don't want to hear no more movies about how this black team had to overcome racism to do something in sports. We sick of all that shit. Let's make something funny without the racism part. We don't have to add that shit in there. Let's get creative for real, man. I'm sick of this shit. Will Smith is capable of this.
I'm with you.
And start putting more niggas in these movies. Will Smith. This nigga trying to find the cure to bring back the motherfucking zombies and shit. And who left on the fucking earth? Two white people. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Shit, the little kid ain't even mixed. It's just two straight white people.
Well, the lady ain't white, though.
What was
she's like Dominican or something like that.
Man.
She's the one lady. She's the one lady from Queen of the South. Thinking of Alice Braga, I believe.
Oh, I don't know who that lady is. But yeah, she Dominican?
I can make sure.
What? Okay.
Well, her last name is Braga.
I don't mean shit. What type of Dominican? Like blonde hair Dominican? Or?
I don't know.
Because they could have put a wig on her.
She is, hold on. Brazilian. Excuse me. She's Brazilian.
She white, bro. Look at fuck. She white. Nigga. That's the Portuguese, okay? White.
Man, she's from Brazil, man. She's from South America, man. She speaks Spanish.
She was born in Brazil. No, she's not Spanish. She's Portuguese. She was born in Brazil. Her ancestry is white. Brother, okay? There's no African blood swimming in there.
Well, her last name is really is Alison Braga Morales.
Hey man, listen. That motherfucker is white. Make watch okay. That movie. That was a white woman.
Okay.
She might be a little spicy white, but she's white, okay? Portugal is in Europe, so it's Spain. That shit is in Europe. That's why when people say, hey, I'm Spanish, okay, what Spanish are you? Are you like New York Spanish or are you like Spanish? I got to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Are you like Orale Spanish or are you like Hola Spanish? Like, what Spanish are you for real? Because you got to make sure, man. Never know. But I'm just saying, bro, we sick of that shit. Like, Hollywood, fix that shit, man. Do something. It's 2024. We shouldn't still be having these conversations. White people want to see black people on TV and film, too.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Just as much as we love us. They sick of seeing themselves, too. Shit.
In that light.
And, no, just in general. White people are getting sick of white people, bro. I don't know if you've been watching TikTok, but that shit is real. Nigga, when they did, what's the movie with the Asians? Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah.
Bro, white people love that movie. No, I'm dead ass serious. That's all white people were talking about when that shit came out. Yo, we need a movie like that. They gotta be careful. Y'all gotta be careful how y'all title it too, because y'all try to get slick. That's what I'm saying. Hollywood be on some bullshit. Crazy Rich Niggas, nah, don't call it that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Because I'm dead serious, bro. That's the type of shit that they do. You see the one movie coming out, the Magical Negroes or something like that, the Magical Hidden Negroes, or whatever that movie's supposed to be called?
I missed that.
It's the Magical Society of... the Secret Society of Magical Negroes, some shit like that, bro. It's at first niggas thought we was getting Black Harry Potter. Come to find out, we getting Fosworth Bentley for a white man.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the whole purpose is for these niggas to make white people feel comfortable, because if white people don't feel comfortable, then black it's supposed to be satire, so quote unquote. I don't know. Like I said, we sick of that shit, bro. And then they got David Alan Grier in it, man. It's all bad.
Man.
Oh, another thing. Quit importing people from the UK to play us. Enough of that shit, too.
Sick unless it's Debs and Idris. And Idris Albert. That's it.
Yeah, them
two. Well, Daniel Kaluuya, too.
Daniel Kaluuya is cool, too, though. But them three and that shit.
Yeah, them three, that's it.
Everybody else, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah,
don't need them niggas, man. Like that one chick that played Harriet Tubman. Why? Even know why they made that fucking movie. That was fucked up, bro.
Oh man. Give me a top bro, three.
They tried to make her seem like a motherfucking. Like, she was like the Black Knight of the South. And the crazy part was, like, all the shit that was going on, nigga, they was in the North. They was, like, in Connecticut.
My whole
life, I've been feeling lied to after watching this movie. I'm not going to lie to you. Because for some odd reason, they never told us where Harriet Tubman was getting niggas from.
Oh, man.
She was literally in Connecticut or like Maryland or one of them, New Hampshire, or one of them. She was in New England. So she didn't really have to go far. I'm thinking that she really like traveling. She's not really traveling, bro. And then they got the nerve to be showing us like, because you know I live in Ohio, so they got the nerve to be showing us like houses and shit that's along the Underground Railroad. So I'm thinking like, damn, Harriet Tubman don't been through here and shit. No, man, no. It's not how that shit worked. She was up north. She was doing a bid up north and freed herself and came back and then freed some more niggas. But they was all up north. So she wasn't traveling that far. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I tell you this, though. Go back and watch that movie. Remember where I told you that? I told you they up north.
Yeah.
In that vicinity, everybody got a southern accent. I love Hollywood. Hey, bruh. I'm telling y'all, listen, that's why I tell you, I gotta pay attention to these movies that y'all watching, bro, because y'all miss out on all the great things. Y'all be so appalled and mad at the movies that you don't watch it first to pick out the little shit that'll make you laugh. I thought that shit was hilarious after I watched it, because I was like, bro, this shit is crazy. Like, everybody talk like they were like Alabama or something, but the whole time they was showing like the location, it was like Connecticut. I'm like, yo, they don't talk like that in Connecticut. It was crazy.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. Crazy. Oh, oh man.
So
what's your three, man? If you want to get go a good first. Laugh,
go watch that movie over again. And I'm sorry that they made old dude chase her down, like hunt her down, like she is a fucking outlaw and shit like that. Like they put a weird Wild West spin on it, and it was like that's not how shit was going down. First yeah. and foremost, they never would have sent him to go do anything of the sort, because they would have felt like he probably would have tried to get away too, which is weird. I don't know, but nah, they wouldn't have sent no nigga after no nigga. That's not how that shit would have worked at all. That's stupid. Anyway, shout out to Will Smith, man.
What's your top three, man?
Oh man, ooh, that's actually a good one. We just doing movies, right?
Yeah.
Gotta throw iRobot in there. This is no particular order though. But mm-hmm. gotta throw iRobot in there because I think that was, you know what I'm saying, like that set him apart with some of the other actors too, because iRobot didn't do too bad. Man, you have to throw Ali in there because that was game changing for him. And I mean shit, I Am Legend without question.
Okay. Well, we got two. Cause I got iRobot and Ali as well, mm-hmm. but I got the first Bad Boys.
Nice. Nice.
That's my joy. I know a lot of people love the second one, mm-hmm. but the first one always been my favorite. So I got to go those three.
Yeah. First one is a classic though.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Man. But no, seriously, you know what I'm saying? I know I talk a lot of trash about the Bad Boys franchise, but not for nothing, if you look at where that franchise started to where it is now with everything that's going on, like you gotta salute them. I mean, if Fast and Furious can go to space, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Mike Lowry can do some shit too. Shit, fuck it. At this point, motherfuckers can do whatever they, as long as you write it, you can do, they can do whatever, man. But let's get into Coming Soon, bro.
Let's do it.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
All right. Oh shit. You talking about laughing your ass off.
Oh my god.
Next film, this next episode, I'm sorry, is literally I don't know how they did it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I want to know when this movie was filmed and when it was wrapped up, because this would have took me years to finish this movie, bro. First off, you had nothing but comedians in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? This is when he was in his big buff and bald stage. You know what I'm saying? Actually, take that back. This is when he was fat LL Cool J. Now that I'm thinking about it. Go back and watch this. Go back and watch this. He was fat LL Cool J. He wasn't the in shape sex symbol that everybody remember. This nigga was, he had the fat neck, all that shit, bro. This is when he was coming off of what's the Shark Fin song movie?
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, that's when he was coming off of that, where he was the fat chef. Yeah. Yeah, you had some downtime, LL Cool J. We're gonna talk about that. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. So
if you ain't never seen Kingdom Come, please go watch that movie. You talking about a good hour and some change worth of laughs. This has it all. So it got a lot of people that you're gonna look for too. So make sure you go watch that. Tune in with this next episode, and that's it. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Thank you guys very much. If you enjoyed this episode, if you didn't enjoy this episode, if you too love Will Smith movies, and you know, you waiting on this new Bad Boys joint to come out, as much as that is, hit us up, let us know, talk to us, man. Get in there with us on Instagram and Twitter at Viewing Nine Pod on Facebook, VA Pod Watch Group. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, you guys leave comments in on the YouTubes, on the videos. Like, share, and subscribe. I gotta load up the last two for YouTube, so those will be on there very soon. And don't forget to check out our Patreon, patreon.com. Viewers Anonymous. We got a $2.99 tier. That's the only one we got right now. So get on the wave before it get big. Cause once it get up there, you might mess around and drown. You know what I'm saying? That sounds good coming out, but I don't know what that really meant. But anyway, follow me on Twitter at Scoots Bronson. I got a link to my bio. You can follow me everywhere else there.
Y'all can find me at S.Foster8, excuse me, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at 28 Minutes or Less Pod. That's just on IG. Follow the podcast, 28 Minutes or Less. I put out episode 149 just the other day. It's called Perfection, where I talked about the South Carolina women winning the national championship. I talked about state of women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, and also to close that out, I talked about this J. Cole apology to to Kendrick Lamar and my thoughts on that. So go check that out on all major platforms.
Man, listen.
I'm not doing this with you, man.
Anyway, man, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for all your support, man. It's definitely appreciated. Until the next episode, man, like they say in Hollywood.
That's a wrap.
Cut.